Hello, my name is Lisa Baton, and I'm going to discuss a study linking diabetic neuropathy and depression. Before running through the study, it is best to understand what exactly diabetic neuropathy is. Diabetic neuropathy, also known as diabetic peripheral neuropathy, is a neurobiological disorder that affects up to 50% of diabetic patients. This can predispose patients to severe functional limitations through symptoms of pain, unsteadiness, which includes complications such as foot ulcerations and amputation. Long-term complications of diabetes has been studied and found associated with depressive symptoms, but the relationships between diabetic neuropathy specifically and depressive symptoms is less clear. The lack of research here led to the study Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy and Depressive Symptoms. The objective of the study was to examine the association between severity of diabetic peripheral neuropathy and depressive symptoms and investigate the potential mediators of this association. The research design and methods were that the Hospital Anxiety and Depressive Scale was used to assess depressive symptoms in 494 patients. The mean age of these patients was 62 years old, where 70% were males and 72% were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Two clinical tests, the Neuropathy Disability Score and Vibration Perception Threshold, were also used to diagnose patients with diabetic neuropathy. Diabetic neuropathy symptoms, activities of daily living, and social self-perceptions were measured by a specific quality of life instrument, like NeuroQol, and the perceptions of diabetic neuropathy symptoms unpredictably and the lack of effective treatment were assessed by the illness perception questionnaire. The results of the study show both the neuropathy disability score and vibration perception threshold were significantly associated with the hospital anxiety and depression scale after controlling for demographic and disease variables. The association between diabetic neuropathy symptoms and the hospital anxiety and depression scale were partially mediated by two sets of psychosocial variables, one being perceptions of diabetic neuropathy symptoms unpredictably and the lack of treatment control, and second being restrictions in activities of daily living and changes in social self-perceptions. The conclusions of these studies show that the findings were an association between diabetic neuropathy and depressive symptoms. It also defines two possible psychosocial routes linking neuropathy to depressive symptoms. One is a cognitive representation of diabetic neuropathy and diabetic neuropathy-related distribution, disruptions of functioning, and the second is changes in social family roles. Thus, the study identifies potential targets for interventions to alleviate depressive symptoms in persons affected by diabetic peripheral neuropathy. I hope you enjoyed learning about the connection between diabetic neuropathy and depression, and thank you for listening.